Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. 9 people were killed and authorities now say more than 20 injured when someone drove a car through a cultural festival in Vancouver, British Columbia on Saturday. Prime Minister Mark Carney.
Authorities have confirmed that one person is in custody and it is believed that they acted alone.
He also said that there is no active threat to Canada at large. Police in Vancouver have said there's not believed to be any indication it was an act of terror. It happened at a Filipino cultural festival, the prime minister said.
Last night, families lost a sister, a brother, a mother, a father, a son, or a daughter. Those families are living every family's nightmare.
He was speaking in Ontario, where he canceled a campaign event today. Canada holds nationwide elections tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. April is Financial Literacy Awareness Month. Here's Terry D.
Many households are still recovering from the economic impact of the pandemic. Creating a spending plan and identifying priorities is a good first step, advises Todd Christensen with the nonprofit MoneyFit Financial. If you are considering buying a car or house or taking a vacation, he notes a budget is about more than dollars and cents.
Whatever it is that motivates you, set a purpose, is number one. Number two is not to start adding income. That's usually where people start, but you've got to prioritize expenses. If you don't prioritize them, you will inevitably have to start eliminating expenses anyway, and you'll go with your emotions rather than with the rational part of your brain.
Christensen sees cash, credit cards, and the popular Buy Now, Pay Later apps as convenient tools that consumers often misuse. It is this convenience that prompts human nature to kick in and encourage overspending. He suggests having 2 checking accounts, one for automatic bill payment, another for fund purchases, and a savings account for long and short-term goals. Christensen supports teaching kids good money management habits before they earn spending cash as teens by mowing lawns, babysitting, or doing chores. If they are not taught how to take care of small amounts of money as early as possible, he cautions, they will be terrible with larger amounts as adults.
That's Terry D. reporting for Public News Service. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
That's a wrap on the NFL Draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the 3-day NFL Draft wrapped up last night. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst added 8 more players to the roster.
Felt really good about our football team coming into this draft. We did some things in free agency, and draft never falls exactly how you think it's going to fall. But and I think we were able to add, particularly these 3 days, really good culture fits.
The NFL says over 600,000 fans attended Thursday through Saturday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was an exciting draft, obviously one that we've never been a part of. I've never been to a draft, but I can't imagine any NFL draft being better than the one we hosted here.
Baseball, the Brewers struggling, losing 6-5 in St. Louis. Manager Pat Murphy holding a 30-minute team meeting. They've lost 4 in a row.
We obviously didn't play very well these 4 days. Uncharacteristic of us, and, you know, we got cleaned up.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see plenty of clouds today, and there will be that chance for showers and a few storms. Highs of the lower 60s and a south to southeast wind. Storm chances greater tonight, lower 50s. Watch out for severe weather possibilities for Monday afternoon and Monday night. It's 50 at our studios.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On April 22nd, in the Wisconsin State Senate, something happened that you don't see too often. A high-profile bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The Republican-controlled chamber voted 32-1 to extend Medicaid coverage for new moms from 60 days to 12 months. Wisconsin is one of only two U.S. states that has not already extended this critical postpartum coverage. So with that kind of support, you'd expect the bill to pass, right? Well, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has repeatedly blocked this legislation from coming up for a vote. Several Republican state representatives have been speaking out on this, urging Voss to change his tune, but he has not yet budged. It's time for Voss to end this charade and allow this bill to come up for a vote. If he's opposed, he can still vote against it. But one person should not block a bill that has already been supported by the majority of his own party. Let the people vote, Mr. Speaker.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Civic Media. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Back we are. Music of the Stars, Sarah Vaughan, Leroy Anderson.
Blood, while all the world is still, fly sweet song. Over the highest hill, go to my loved one, serenade for me. Sing him my song.
Music of the Stars, Johnny Keating. Thank you. What a band, Johnny Keating and the Leroy Anderson Classic, huh? Nat Cole had a great hit, 1962, on Serenata. Leroy Anderson wrote, I think, the saddest song ever. I'm going to play it for you. Prepare. Glenn Gray. Thank you. That's George Duning and Naked City. Several versions of that great theme song. Well, here's another one. The Music of the Stars. That's the Billy May version. George Chakiris did a version. Here's Sinatra.
Somewhere in the night, there must be someone for me. Somewhere in the night, who knows where somewhere may be. Across the way, or maybe way beyond a distant star. How I wish I knew just where and who you are. Somewhere in a dream, I find her here by my side. Then when I awake, my dream drifts out with a tide. My lonely heart keeps saying to me, no, this doesn't seem right. There must be someone somewhere in the night. Somewhere in a dream, I find her here by my side. Then when I awake, my dream drifts out with a tide. My lonely heart keeps saying to me, no, this doesn't seem right. Somewhere in the night.
There are 8 million stories in the Naked City. This has been one of them. Thank you.
This has been a Screen Gems film presentation. Herbert B. Leonard, executive producer.
Here's George Chakiris, the Billy May version. The music of the star.
Somewhere in the night, chasing shadows around the bend. Somewhere in the night, chasing rainbows that have no end. In the misty light, you are mine, and you hold me fast. But dreams have a way of calling it a day. They seldom last. My dreams have passed, but in my lonely flight, I'll keep searching till time is through. Just somewhere in the night, till I find you. Searching till time is through. Just somewhere in the night, till I find you.
George Chakiris did a whole album on Liberty, The Music of the Stars. Billy May and that great theme. They changed it several times. I think there were three altogether. For Naked City, the Emmy Awarding series. And I've got something here which I think is the saddest song ever. So brace yourself. It's Leroy Anderson and the tune Forgotten Dreams. Thank you.
roses. Oh, why must the south wind be bringing it? Oh, why must my heart keep on singing it? Serenade. From the past comes to haunt me when I hear that refrain. Oh, my heart aches again for that lost love of mine.
Vic Damone. Here's Tony. Music of the Stars. This is from Broadway.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled up her hair, how we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow, once upon a time, never comes again.
That's from Broadway, All American, 1962, and Vic Damone. Music of the Star.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath the willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled through her hair. How we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow, once upon a time, never comes again.
Once upon a
Boston, I was Vegas. She was Crip Suzette, I was Pi. She was lectures, I was movies. But I loved her.
was Mozart, I was Basie. She was afternoon tea, I was saloon. She was junior league, I was Dodgers. But I loved her morning, night, and noon. Opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still, I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter war if we had known each other more. She was polo, I was racetrack. She was museums, I was TV. She did her best to change me, though she never, never knew quite how. But I loved her almost as much as I do now.
Francis Albert. Phil Harris also had a hit with that. The Music of the Stars. What's wrong with a torch hour in mid-morning? Let's have more, huh? Music of the Stars. Jack Jones.
Remember, why must I remember? Why can't I simply close my eyes and go to sleep and make her disappear. Why must I always hear? Dio, como ti amo. I still can hear her say, oh God, how much I love you. Yet I walked away. The wind began to blow, and all the leaves went flying. She stood there in the night and tried to keep from crying. What could I have told her? What could I say or do? When love has lost its meaning, it's over, it's through. And so I hurried on, for someone new was waiting to hold me in her arms in endless celebrating. But that was long ago, and many loves had I, but only one was real, and that I let slip by. Dio, come to you. Those were the words she said. Oh God, how much I love you. It runs through my head. I know it's much too late, but I go right on praying to have her back again, so she could hear me say, Dio, como ti amo. God, how much I love you.
Domenico Modugno, then. The Music of the Stars. WGBW in Green Bay is signing off, but we will be back next week for Green Bay 9 till high noon. But you can pick us up right now on the Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us. Thank you for being here. Music of the Stars. Shelby Flint. Barry Dvorak wrote this for her.
I will love you till the day I die. I will love you, and I'll tell you why. 'Cause your heart is pure and your dreams are mine. just right for me, and I love you. And I love you.
Count every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly. For that's how many times I miss you. Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a willow. Count every wave on a stormy sea.
Count every star, and darling, when you do, you'll know the times I have cried for you.
Hugo Winterhalter, the music of the stars. Join us on the Civic Media Network.
Along with me, I'm on my way to a star. Come along, come along, leave your worries where they are. Up and beyond the sky, watching the world roll by, sharing a kiss, a sigh. Just use your imagination on a cloud of love. We'll hear the music of night. We can wink at the moon as we hold each other tight. And if we go in the right direction, heaven can't be very far. Dream along with me. I'm on my way to a star.
We can wake at the moon as we hold each other tight.
And if we go in the right direction, heaven can't be very far. Dream along with me. I'm on my way to a star.
Como, his theme song. And his closing theme is ours. The music of the stars. Tony Bennett.
The dawn is filled with dreams. So many dreams. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which dream of all the dreams, when there's a dream for every star, and there are, oh, so many stars, so many stars. The wind is filled with songs, so many songs. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which song of all the songs? When there's a song for every star, and there are, oh, so many stars, so many stars. Days, the endless nights that I have searched, so many eyes, so many hearts, so many smiles. Which one to choose, which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of so many stars. Which song of all the songs, when there's a song star, which one to choose, which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of so many stars, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars. So many stars, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars.
The music of the stars. Civic Media Radio Network. CivicMedia.us. WISS Oshkosh, Appleton. WGBW Green Bay, you can continue hearing The Music of the Stars at civicmedia.us. Now we'll take a break for CBS News. A look at weather.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump said he's made trade deals with more than 200 countries, but he's not announced any of those deals. And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent clarifying on ABC's This Week.
I believe that he is referring to sub-deals within the negotiations we're doing. And, Martha, if there are 180
countries... But those aren't actual deals.
Treasury Secretary says consumer behavior does not reflect the opinion in an ABC News Washington Post poll that found 7 in 10 respondents believe a recession is somewhat or very likely. Same poll found the president's approval rating in his first 100 days sits at 39%. That's the worst at 100 days in 80 years. Canada's prime minister says there's no threat to the public after 9 people were killed when a vehicle drove into a crowd at a Filipino street festival in Vancouver. 30-year-old man's been arrested. And thousands gathering to view the tomb of Pope Francis now open to the public in Rome. This is ABC News.